The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation? Drops in the dollar's value? Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%. While gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all things cool involving tech, and available today and into tomorrow. Our next guest is with an AI products and solutions company, and we'll find out what that's all about. He's the CEO of Hypergiant Industries. I like the name right away. Ben Lamb. Ben, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Great, Dave. Thanks so much for having me. I love the show. I love the name of the show, and our tagline is actually tomorrow and today, so I think we couldn't be better aligned.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect fit. We noticed that on your site when I visit hypergiant.com, tomorrowing today. What does that mean from your perspective?
Well, our goal at Hypergiant is to really deliver tomorrow today, meaning that we wanted to start a company to deliver that techtopia that we were all promised. And so we've all heard about, you know, these visions of the future of, like, clean energy, fighting climate change, trips to Mars, and flying cars. None of that really happened. So we got this incredible vision of the future, but none of it actually kind of came to fruition. And so our goal with Hypergiant was to build an emerging tech and AI company that really focused on the intersection of critical infrastructure, space, and defense to help enable that tomorrow and today, whether it's working on things like the interplanetary internet, working on next-gen heads-up displays for astronauts, working on bioreactors to combat climate change, or solving just big problems for federal government agencies and large corporations. You know, our focus is really just trying to drive innovation and try to push various industries forward through the lens of emerging tech and artificial intelligence.
Wow, so many things to unpack there, including the interplanetary internet. What is that?
So it's a long-term plan. You know, we get asked about it a lot, but if you look at Hypergiant and our various focuses around critical infrastructure, space, and defense, you know, it's probably the best culmination of our long-term vision. Just like we have the internet here on Earth, long-term, we're going to have to build an internet in space, right? We've got things that exist like the Deep Space Network and other things that brilliant minds at NASA have created. But long-term, we're going to have to build a very smart infrastructure that is a bunch of laser palm nodes that understands where they are versus all of the other astrological bodies in the universe, or at least in local solar and then, you know, beyond, and then ultimately ties that back into leveraging AI to do smart routing and smart caching of all of the information that we will eventually flow between Earth, Moon, Mars, and then the rest of the solar system. And so it's a long-term project. We're working with two great defense contractor partners on it. It's kind of the culmination of our long-term vision for Hypergiant. And so it's kind of fun to, you know, work on some of the short-term stuff that we're doing, but it's one of the longer-term 15-year projects that we've got coming out of our R&D group.
Very cool. I mean, right away, my first thought was there's already lag time here on Earth with satellite, but imagine from another planet, you know, we have to do a little search and hit enter and then not only go to lunch, but probably go on vacation and then get your answer. So there's a lot to work on there.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like I said, it's not our primary focus at Hypergiant. We're kind of, think of it as we're building a bunch of Lego blocks and building different products. And ultimately, we'll be added together to help solve that challenge. But it's something that, you know, as we become an interplanetary species and as great companies like SpaceX and Blue Origin and others, you know, take us beyond Earth to Mars and even further, you know, having that core infrastructure is going to be key for information locally on various celestial bodies and also in data relays for information back. And so, but remember kind of how we think about the internet today. From a relativity perspective, our house isn't moving or our office isn't moving in relation to the telephone pole, even though we're all technically moving pretty fast right now in the universe. But think about where if you had telephone poles that were constantly moving and your house is constantly moving, and sometimes there's a massive fireball between them, you know, you have to be pretty smart with how you think through smart routing and smart caching, and you build delay-tolerant networks, because the networks that are going to have to work in space, just like what you suggested earlier, Dave, they can't work like how they work here. You hit enter and you go to lunch or yeah. go on a vacation. So they've got to make sure that you factor in for all of this, all of the necessary moving parts that will be required to make the system work.
I do love your hypergiant thinking into tomorrow, because obviously we've got to have that sort of thought process going on a regular basis, because things are improving and advancing leaps and bounds, and all of a sudden, before we know it, it is tomorrow. And,
exactly.
and we've got to be prepared to handle these things, whether it be from another planet or just our own scenario. We talk about with you guys AI products and solutions. Give us some examples of those kinds of things that you guys are working on.
So it's a great question. Everything that we do has, you know, a lot of times people call us an AI company, and we do too. I think that, you know, in the future, and then not too distant future, every company is going to be an AI company. They're going to be leveraging data and machine learning and all these intelligent technologies to better inform their business leaders to make better decisions and to look for opportunities for efficiency and automation gains. Just like today, we don't run around all saying we're internet companies, but we really are, right? Like everything that we're doing today exists because of the internet. We're all dot-com companies. But just like in the late 90s and early 2000s, right now everyone calls themselves an AI company. We're really still all internet companies. I think eventually we'll get away from saying that. And so I really think that ultimately we're an emerging tech company. So, you know, a couple of examples of how we think about the world through kind of the lens of emerging tech and artificial intelligence is a lot of companies, you know, we're very passionate about some terrestrial use cases as well, like climate change. And a lot of companies have great research organizations have built photobioreactors where they're leveraging algae to grow and combat climate change and do carbon sequestering and all kinds of great technologies. But no one had really taken that core research and that core technology to the next level, including the use of robotics and automation and artificial intelligence. And so the way that Hypergiant thinks, the way that we work is we took a problem being climate change. We looked at the great women and men that work at Hypergiant and said, how can we, have a voice in this, and how can we help push humanity forward and truly tomorrow today? And the way we thought about it was we looked in and researched all of the great work that had been done on photobioreactors and said, can we improve the system with automation? Can we improve with robotics? Can we actually build an AI algorithm to monitor algae growth and optimize lighting and optimize, do all these different things with tricking the circadian rhythm of algae and all these other different components to maximize the efficiency of carbon sequestering? And the answer was yes. And so that's a great example of how we took a known research technology, layered on advanced algorithms and artificial intelligence and data collection through sensors, layered on robotics and automation so that we could take a photobioreactor and make it as impactful as over an acre of trees and be able to sequester, you know, essentially over a metric ton of carbon every year in the size of a device that's like the size of a small refrigerator. And so that previously wasn't possible, and the way it was possible was because of the leveraging artificial intelligence and those in that machine learning capability to then inform the robotics of how to run and manage the system.
Interesting. And Ben, I like how you talk about we're all really kind of AI, and it seems like it'll become just the standard. It won't be, what are you doing in artificial intelligence? It'll just be, what are you doing, period. And
exactly.
And it's no longer AI. It's just part of everyday life.
Right. I think that right now, you know, we came from this world where AI was more research and development, and we had these things called AI winters where AI got really exciting, and machine learning type technology got really exciting. Then they went away, and those were called AI winters. Now they've kind of come back. I think we've finally gotten to the point that, you know, people are starting to demystify some of these words. And right now, AI isn't this magical black box that everyone thought it was. It's just tools and techniques of how you better leverage data across your organization and do it in an automated way so that the machines can crunch tons and tons of data and then either do automated tasks or actually provide data back to humans to use it. So, like, a great example of that right now that we're working on is our Hypergiant Galactic Systems, our space division, is really focused on space supply chain and building and monitoring and managing our constellation of satellites and other constellation of satellites. And so we did that. We looked at all of the ground station software out there that people are using to control all of these satellites and now satellite constellations, and very few of them have any AI or machine learning capabilities. And so that's things like automated tasking of satellites. And so if God forbid something bad happened in Louisiana and there's a certain spark of chatter on social media and all these different places, you know, it takes a while for a human to get wind of that and then the satellite operator to go tell and task a satellite to go check to see what's going on in Louisiana and not do autonomous tasking. If the system could just ingest all these different data points, then we could actually inform satellite operations that could autonomously start tasking and collecting data in near real time versus having to wait for a satellite operator to go task a satellite to go do it. So that's another example of you know, outside of climate change, of how we are leveraging AI with some of our software products, non-hardware products, that can make satellites smarter for data collection in near real time.
Ben, if you don't mind, or even if you do, sorry, I'm going to ask you to hold on a second. Let us take a quick break, and we're going to come right back and talk with the CEO of Hypergiant Industries, Ben Lamb, here on Into Tomorrow.